Well, well, well. We have to be racing at Randwick on Saturday with the weather that we've had in Sydney in the last couple of days and heading towards the June Stakes on Saturday. It's a heavy nine as we record this on Thursday morning. And as I say, Paul Joyce, hello to you. We're back at Randwick.
Yes, Andrew, of course we are. The heavens opened and we've got a heavy track coming up. So, of course, we're back at Randwick on Saturday. Look, there are big fields, competitive racing at this stage at least, before we get decimated by the expected scratchings. But look, we're looking at a genuine heavy. That's the good news. We can find the genuine wet trackers. Tempo of the races, at this stage, I've got them worked out as well. So there's no reason we won't get this quaddy, but obviously there may be a few important scratchings. So tune back in on Saturday morning if that's the case, because we'll update all the punters then with the final quaddy numbers after scratchings.
At least now we know we're on a heavy track, so you would have done the form for that. Bjorn Baker has told us that Test the World is very unlikely to run in the first leg. It's right in the marketplace, so it's not certainly out as we record this podcast. But does it change the makeup given that Test the World's won its last three?
Oh, definitely, Andrew. You look, Test the World, to me, if it had backed up, would have been the horse to beat. So what we'll do, we'll throw her in the numbers for now just in case she does run.
Yep.
But obviously, you know, the male is she probably won't. She'll probably hold back for another week. So we'll put her in. It doesn't affect the speed too much. Elmira Destino was the obvious on-pace runner here with also All in the Reflexes. And Test the World was basically mapping to get the run of the race, which will probably now go to the other favourite in the race, number three, Dagny. And Dagny is now my top pick. So the numbers for the quaddy, look, we'll put in 3, 7, 11, and we'll add 5 and 6 for the time being. Number 3 is Dagny, who, of course, already has one win on a heavy track from her only previous attempt. That was a few starts ago at Warwick Farm. She bolted in that day. She's got the ability to settle handy. And from barrier 2 here, with the way we've mapped the race, she just gets all the favours in the run. And she does look to me as though she goes better on these soft and heavy tracks, being a mare by Darcy Brahma. So Dagny for Chris Waller and Tim Clark should kick off the first leg of the quaddy. But we'll also take number 7 in this leg, which is Anisha. You know, she's one of my favourites. The heavy track stat, 6 starts for 2 wins and 3 placings. The only time she missed a top 3 finish on a heavy track was in the Group 2 Emancipation Stakes, and she dipped badly that day at Rose Hill. So forgive that bad run. The rest of the time, she's got a perfect record on the heavy tracks of finishing in the placings. She's a value runner for me at around $15. Also for the quaddie here, I've got number 11 going in, and that is Tennessee Hussey. She's another proven wet tracker. She's had 21 starts in the wet, which is soft and heavy, and she's finished in the money on 15 occasions. So she's worth throwing in for Rachel Murray, Andrew,
yep,
who rode 100 winners. First time a female's ridden 100 winners during the week for this season. What a great achievement that is. And also for the quaddie here, we're going to throw in numbers 5 and 6. Obviously, Ilmeo Destino, the leader, and Yuma Desert, the other one, who loves a heavy track. So that's without Test the World in, 3, 7, 11, 5 and 6. Obviously, as I said at the start, if Test the World happens to run, it will become my top pick. But for what we're doing today, Andrew, 3, 7, 11, 5, 6.
All right, we'll wait and see on Test the World. But Bjorn Baker has told us very unlikely at this stage. Race 7 is the feature race, the $150,000 June Stakes. Santa Ana Lane is the official scratching. It's running in Melbourne. 12 at this stage over the 1,100.
Yeah, genuine pace. The Monstar likes to get along in front, loves a wet track, ins and out, and Prince Famous, the other two challenging. So good pace here. I've gone 7, 8, 11 and 2. Number 7 for me on top is Kudiro at around about the $9.50 mark. Now, I left him out of the quaddy last time, and of course he came out and won at big odds. Sat wide, was never in danger, and put them away stylishly. Beat Batty Oz and beat the Monstar. He just loves a wet track, this horse. He's had 24 starts now on soft and heavy tracks. He's won 4, placed 5 times. I think Clary Connors has got this 6-year-old going as well as he's ever gone. He's won 3 of his last 6 starts, which he doesn't usually string it that together that consistently. So Clary said he's got his feet right, he's got the horse right, and I think on these conditions he'd be mad to leave Cordero out. So the way he handled Randwick here 2 weeks ago, winning the lead-up race. So at 9.50... Number 7, Cordero, my top pick. To beat the 8, ins and out, another one that loves a heavy track. We'll strip fitter for that first up fifth behind Cordero. Gets a bit of a weight swing on Cordero as well. And we'll go forward and make his own luck here for James Innes Jr. The 11, Mr. Manhattan, great form on soft. He hasn't fired on the heavy at his only one try, but he did have excuses there at Doomben, so if you can forgive that run, he'll be the one out the back, getting to the outside in a straight and rattling home. Second up, three starts, three wins. There's a big stat for Mr. Manhattan fans. And number two, the Monster. Well, we know he loves a wet track. He hasn't actually raced on heavy, but he has 7 wins from 14 tries in the soft. So these conditions should suit him. I'll go 7, 8, 11, and 2 in the second leg.
7, 8, 11, and 2. Gee, that's a good stat with Mr. Manhattan. I mean, its first up form's very good as well, but the second up, 3 from 3.
Yeah, exactly. There are some horses that just seem to have a knack for winning second up, and you'll find some that seem to do it third up. But for Mr. Manhattan, he seems to be a second up specialist.
Yeah, on that certainly is. All right, there are the thoughts in the feature June Stakes. Race 8 is the South Juniors handicap. There's no scratchings as we record this podcast. How's it set up, this one?
Yeah, interesting, because we've got Imperial Aviator having its first start in Australia for Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Byte. I've got him going forward off a wide gate despite the 61 kilos. But maybe they'll ride him conservatively, although unexpected if they do. Number 10, Brogue, loves to roll along in front. And Birds of Tokyo, who we've seen up here before, Luke Oliver sneaks this mare up when we get these very heavy tracks, and she seems to relish it. She rolls forward. So there's the speed in the race. I've gone 8, 12, 7 and 2, and number 8 on top, El Novio, if you're looking for a bit of each-way value. And Chris Waller and Josh Parr combined, so a great trainer-jockey combo. This 4-year-old has really good form on soft and heavy tracks. He's won on heavy. He's won twice in soft. He's had the 2 runs back from a spell over the shorter trips. So third up at the 2,000 looks perfect. And he's definitely snuck under the radar with the market here at around about the $15 mark. So I'll be backing El Novio each way. I thought number 12 was the biggest threat, the Birds of Tokyo. Obviously, heavy track comes up here. 7 starts, 3 wins, 3 placings on heavy. And she did lead throughout at Randwick last preparation and gave nothing else a look in on a bottomless heavy 10. So if we get into that sort of range on Saturday, Birds of Tokyo is a must for your quaddy. Number 7, Polaris Jack. He's got to be a query on this real heavy track, but he is coming into this 3 from 3. Just keeps improving, steps up in distance. So there's a couple of little queries on him. He's been one of my horses through the winter, but I don't think I could back him as favourite. But I'll definitely put him in the quaddie. And number 2, Curra, an interesting runner here, up from Trent Bussett and Natalie Young stable. Been racing in Melbourne, but back in back on soft tracks. 4 starts for 3 wins at this former Kiwi. So he just might be one that relishes this going on Saturday. So I'm going to put him in as a bit of a smoky. 8, 12, 7 and 2. In the third leg, Andrew.
8, 12, 7 and 2 there. Now, race 9, the Leith Group handicap over the 1,200 metres. As we record this, Sir Plush number 4 and 18, Old Man Sam, have both been taken out. So Bogey gets a start if Matt Smith wants to run first up on a heavy track. How's this one for the 1,200?
Yeah, we've got some speed through Painter and Cornacci. Also, they're going forward would be drawn wide. I've got number 10 going forward here, Andrew, which I'll check for you.
Clear, Clear the Beach.
Yeah, who, of course, was on pace to win first up off a long spell and did it impressively. My query with him is going to be handling a really heavy track. So I've gone 14, 6, 13 and 16. So we're scattering a bit of a wide gun in the last year. Number 14, Knit and Pearl on top. Now, she has won twice in the heavy. She's also won on soft. She's been racing consistently. She's rock hard fit. Her last start at Rose Hill was behind Dagny. So we'll get a look at the form line there. And I just think this is the right race for her down in the weight that's proven on the going. I think her fitness will be a huge key. There was one run that stands out. It was a 4th at Randwick on a heavy 8-3 start to go. She rattled home behind Untamed Diamond that day when she got a mile back. I don't think she'll get that far back on Saturday. So 14, Knit and Pearl on top in an open last race. I thought number 6 would be the danger, which is Kanachi. Again, a proven heavy track horse who tackles this 4th up off a spell. So he'll be right at the peak of his fitness. And the other two for the quaddy, 13 and 16. Number 13, 3 Sheets, is at big odds. I remember this horse winning at Randwick one day on a very heavy track for Robert Thompson, and RP coming down for the ride on Saturday. So a big watch on number 13, 3 Sheets at the big odds. And for the other one for the quad is the 16 Star Reflection, who tackled a heavy 8 at Randwick 2 starts ago behind Military Machine when beaten in a very close photo. She then went up to Scone in the Country Cup. She was beaten as favourite there after looming to win. She just wanted to do a few things wrong, but she loves these heavy tracks and she'll get conditions to suit. So we'll close off with 14, 6, 13 and 16. Plenty of value in that last leg. At this stage, Andrew, is $32 for 10%. So if you want to play it a bit smaller, put your $16 on, get 5% of the quaddy. And obviously there could be a few changes in that. So let's check back in on Saturday morning.
Yeah, Paul will be on air between 10 and 10.30. Once we know all the scratchings, he'll be on air live to give us all of his current tips. I will mention too, just while we've been recording this podcast, via text, I've got a text from Wendy Roach, who had chalk entered for both Sydney and Brisbane. She is going to Brisbane at this stage. Chalk unlikely to run in race two. And as we've told you at this stage, Test the World is unlikely. But we stress they're unlikely. We'll wait and see when they come out, if they come out over the next couple of days. But Wendy Roach has just texted me saying that Chalk is now likely to go to Brisbane. Righto, Paul, we'll talk to you live on Saturday. We're on a heavy nine as we do this. We'll wait and see what happens at Randwick between now and then.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for June Stakes Day, Saturday at Randwick.